Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.
Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program. Saturday, July 30th, 2022, how the year has flown. Privileged to be here at Hubbard Radio, also referred to as Fox Radio. Co-host Rob Herget, boost your business. Folks, if you haven't done that five core marketing strategy or looked into the free 30-day authority pop, you need to do as such. We'll touch on that later. And also, we have with us a new corporate trustee member, John Eric from Franchise Expo South. Now, folks, on September 9th and 10th at the Broward County Convention Center, we're going to be there with a select few of our corporate members. And what I'd like for you to do, John, is get into it this morning and share with the listening audience what's going on, because I know there's a number of things that are going to be happening at your expo. And it's, it's a little more basic than just, coming to a standard expo that's well attended with what you're doing. You're offering people hundreds of different alternatives as far as looking into a potential franchise, and it's obviously one of the best things that I've ever been to. I remember going in 2019, the last time you were here. What I'd like to do is tell the people that are listening what they can expect when they attend the expo. What are the different brands exhibiting at the Franchise Expo South?
Yes, thanks so much for having me today. Really appreciate it. That's right, September 9th and 10th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. You have our show coming, Franchise Expo South. It is a fantastic experience for people that are interested in starting a small business, people that are entrepreneurs, or people that already own a business as well. What they can find there is franchise brands. Those are the exhibitors. And these are franchise brands from every different type of industry. It could be automotive. It could be pet products. It could be child care. It could be health-related services. You name it. And brand recognition, I mean, these are companies that so many people will immediately recognize, such as Ace Hardware, Pearl Vision, Batteries Plus. In the food and beverage realm, there's Baskin Robbins, Nathan's, Tim Hortons, Jimmy John's, you name it. And again, in the automotive industry, there's Midas, Big O Tire, Z-Bart, to name a few. Again, just so many different industries. And as you were saying, in addition to that, in addition to being able to speak to these different franchise brands, there is also a complete conference going on. It takes place right on the show floor. We build a theater so people can pop in and pop out of different sessions that they're interested in. We have everything from the A to Z's of franchising to how to franchise your current business. Things on the metaverse. There are sessions on the state of franchising. That's another important thing. Our show is sponsored by the International Franchise Association. That is the overarching body located in Washington, D.C. They sponsor all of our events, and they work on the educational component. So everything that is being put out is with top speakers and top industry experts.
John, what's
so in a nutshell, it's a great way, again, just to come to the show. You can take all this in in one convenient location.
I apologize. I wanted to ask, what's the typical investment level for franchise brands at the expo?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if there's a typical one, but investment levels range from $10,000 to over $1 million. It's a good question. A lot of people, again, always think of it might be a larger type franchise, but there is everything from $15,000 to $200,000, you name it, up to $1 million, everything in between. There's so many different types of franchise concepts and brands out there. Some might be the traditional brick and mortar that we're all familiar with, but others might just be based, from home, if it's a janitorial service, for example. So there's a lot of different options.
This seems like it'd be a great opportunity for those living outside of the U.S. that have some money. If you spend an X amount of money into a business, you can automatically get a green card. Is that ever been put out there, promoted, as far as people coming to the show that might want to look at business opportunities to get those green cards?
Yeah, it's very interesting. We do promote the expo. to different areas in Mexico, South America, and so forth, because there are groups that will come, and yes, they're looking for the different brands. I wasn't aware of the specific green card factor, but we'll definitely take a look into that. But yes, we do promote the show not just in the Fort Lauderdale area, but through all of Southern Florida and the Southern Hemisphere as well.
And what is, as far as franchise owners and so forth, can you come in as a group of people and you know, a couple of buddies want to get together and buy a Jimmy John's sub place? Is it typically an individual investor, or you know, or is there a good percentage that ends up being a group investment?
You know, it could be. It really depends on the individual franchise opportunity. We are seeing a lot more partners or husband and wives involved, so that's something interesting. But I think you're going in the right direction. I mean, that's what's great about the in-person event is you can bring hard questions to ask these franchise brands, right? You can find out exactly what is their success rate of their current franchise. Where will your franchise be located? You know, are there discounts available for veterans? And again, that's one of the best things about it. Or talk to their franchisees, people that are in the area that are operating these businesses, and get the real deal right from them.
And these franchisors, I guess that's the right word, are they,
correct,
like when you're coming to Fort Lauderdale, are they looking for franchisees specifically in the South Florida area, or are they looking for franchisees anywhere in the country?
They're usually looking for the area, so that's another good question you could ask them. Where are these different opportunities, right? Maybe you have more than one home or something. Again, there's a lot of possibilities. But yes, a lot of them will be for Florida, but again, the individual brands, it would be a great question for them.
Well, you have, this is John Crow with Crow Realty. I know our time's running here, but you're going to have seminars and so forth in the event that you're putting on here.
Yeah, we definitely are. The IFA, as I mentioned, they're going to be putting on one called the State of Franchising. They're going to go over the economic and community outlook for this year. We also have things such as the Metaverse, sessions such as the Metaverse and the future of franchising, which is pretty cool. A lot of people are very much into that option, so we're making that available. And again, for people that own a business, there's a number of different sessions on how to franchise your current business. Find out if that's a potential strategy, you know, if it's the right way to go. We will have lawyer experts there, legal experts rather, and lawyers, as well as different lending institutions. So again, completing the whole picture for the franchise business.
Very good. I don't know how much time we're running here. We got a little bit of time. Okay, we're still good. You're not a small outfit, too. You're a pretty large outfit. You do it all across the country and also international, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. We've been putting on these shows for over 30 years now. And as you mentioned at the start, yeah, we were in Fort Lauderdale right before the pandemic in 2019. So we're very excited to get back there. But yes, we put on shows domestically and then as well as in Germany, Mexico, all over Europe as well.
That's awesome.
And specializing in, again, uniting these potential entrepreneurs with these different franchise brands.
John, we got about a minute left until we have you on again next week. Real quickly, your contact information and how can people register to attend the expo and or exhibit, please?
Yes. If they go to franchiseexposouth.com, that information will be there on exhibiting and attending. And for anyone listening, if you want to register for free, the code is RADIO in all caps. Just go to register, type all your information in, and then it'll ask for a promo code. Just put RADIO in all caps, and that will be free admission to the show floor as well as the different seminars.
Thanks again, John.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th, 2022. We're privileged to be here this morning at Hubbard Radio, also referred to as Fox Radio. We're here this morning with Rob Herget from Boost Your Business, corporate trustee member. If you haven't done that five-core marketing strategy or looked into the free 30-day authority pop or taken a look at utilizing a mobile app, you need to do as such. They built a beautiful app for the Chamber. We're stoked. Also with us, board president, corporate trustee member, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. He's a good friend of mine and mentor, been around since 1951. And we have with us longtime corporate trustee member, John Pastore from the Solutions Alliance. Now, John, you have some pertinent information you want to share with people that can help them as they gradually get into that window of retirement.
I'm going to talk in general terms about the Solutions Alliance. The Solutions Alliance is a membership. It's a program in which members get together and they provide solutions and implement solutions for business owners and for individuals. Amongst those solutions are the retirement solutions. And I've talked on other radio shows about how people can use leverage, in a case with a business owner, to attract and retain key employees with selective benefits, build tax-free retirement income for them. And these added benefits keep the employees there. And in today's job market, that's really tough. But the Solutions Alliance addresses more than that. We have specialists who will audit utility bills. We have individuals who will make sure their property is safe. And the one I want to talk about today is a no-cost supplemental employee benefit. And unlike most employee benefits, this benefit can actually save the employer thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of their business, from tax savings. And it can even increase take-home pay for the employee. And that's pretty miraculous when that happens.
That's amazing, John. Is this strictly for W-2 employees? Is it for 1099 as well? And what size group do you work on?
Well, that's a great question. It's really for W-2 employees. We can work on any size group from 10 up. The real sweet spot would be 100 or more, but 10 up can work. And what happens is that when you enroll an employee, this is a supplement that is an adjunct to their current health insurance plan. The employee receives an average of $1,500 a year of additional information or additional compensation as they save taxes. And the employer actually receives about $573.60, to be exact, of net savings for taxes. Now, when you couple that with the fact that we provide benefits that actually can contain the cost of workers' comp claims, we provide wellness benefits through this group. It's called Managed Health. It's a miraculous program that really every business owner should look at. If you have 10 employees or up, and we're happy to show you how it works. It's really an automated set it in action type program.
And did you say there's no cost to have this benefit?
No cost to the employer, because they actually end up saving taxes, $573 per employee of tax savings. And the employee benefits also. It's an opportunity.
And you're not, it doesn't matter what their benefits are currently, this can work alongside anything that they're doing right now. They don't have to make changes for this to be a benefit for them?
Great question. Because, you know, people don't like to make changes and don't have to. No, they don't have to. This is a supplemental add-on benefit that fits right around the plan and can actually increase the benefits of unlimited primary care visits, unlimited urgent care visits, unlimited telemedicine appointments, unlimited prescriptions, and wellness programs. So it's pretty amazing, and I would really strongly urge anybody who has employees of 10 or more to look into this.
Is there a site that they can go to and see all of the benefits?
Well, the better part would be to maybe come to come to us. One would be the Solutions Alliance, www.thesolutionsalliance.com. But I think what I would recommend is that they just give me a call, 802-999-7300, arrange a convenient time to talk. It won't take long. Give them a brief rundown of how the program works and see if they're interested. And actually, once we have a census, we can show them where the real savings are, and that's the key. So it's just a very simple process.
So you're telling me that you can save the corporation big dollars, you can save the employees or put more money in the employees' pockets, significant amount of money, and you can accumulate more money for the retirement using your programs. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, you're hearing that, and there's more because we're adding on more people to the Alliance who are experts in different areas that can help. So we want to know what, you know, where are the pain points that you have where we can help you. And once we know that, we have Alliance members who can help. We can be an adjunct to your current team, or we can create a team to work with you.
Well, that just sounds amazing, John. And for those that are listening, give John a call. Find out how these benefits can help your corporation or you as a consumer. John, we're just about out of time. If you can give your contact information one more time, and hopefully the listening audience can give you a call and set something up, and you can make a huge impact in the community.
I'm going to give you my contact information for the tax-free retirement group, and that's John at taxfreeretirementgroup.com. The number you can dial is 802-999-7300. The website is www.taxfreeretirementgroup.com. And the Alliance is www.thesolutionsalliance.com. So we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to share these ideas. It's a great opportunity, and very seldom did ones like this come around.
Well, folks, you heard it directly from John. He's been in South Florida forever, and he's got a huge amount of experience and knowledge. Give him a call. John, it's been a privilege having you on the show, and until next time, have a fantastic weekend, and thanks for making a difference.
Real quickly, John will be with us August 18th at Colony West, and you can also meet him in person. He'll be doing a presentation at our office on September 8th, 5447 North Federal Highway, Kroll Realty Building, home of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, from 9:45 till 12:45. Thank you, John. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful Saturday, sir.
Okay, and thanks so much, Rob. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me on my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. It's another hot Saturday morning here, and we're here with a new guest we just brought on board, and we're looking forward to having him on more often. He's a motivational guy, Jeremy Torres, and he's a business advisor, professional speaker, and also an author, which is pretty cool. I like his story. I missed the meeting that we had the other day with him. But all good things, and we got a bright future with him. Jeremy.
It was nice to be here. Yeah, so it's great to be involved with this community. You know, my number one goal in life is really to help small businesses not fail.
Yes.
Which is just, that's goal number one. Goal number two is help them actually strive and grow and scale. So that's kind of my mission. That's what I do every single day. I call it a get-to life.
You got positive energy right now. I can feel it in the room. Good stuff.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
Sure. Well, I help business owners make more money, and I do it by implementing exponential growth over 12 business elements. You see, when I was growing up and working these small businesses and trying to make money, I was kind of homeless growing up, so I was just doing anything I can. I always had an entrepreneurial spirit out of necessity. But I was lucky enough to get in with Comcast, so I got really both sides small business and corporate 500, really learned really the difference between them. When I thought I knew everything, I jumped out on my own. And what I really did was just start a business because I was really good at operations. That was my strong suit. And I did very well until the housing bubble burst because I was doing fiber optic construction for new build. When that burst, I found out that everything I didn't know about business came back to bite me. I didn't know about marketing, relationship building, sales, executive leadership, hiring, all this stuff. If I would have known, I could have diversified. I could have gone and gotten another contract somewhere else, but I didn't, and it hurt, and I lost everything. So now that I went back to square one, humbled myself, started at the bottom again, worked my way up, and learned all those skills. So now, when I help businesses get better, I teach them, if you're going to scale, you've got to know about all the 12 elements, how they work together to grow exponential. Because when you change one little thing on each element, they all actually expand. Like what's that goo stuff you spray in the foam, you know, and it expands. Mm-hmm. So that's the same principle. When you start doing small changes across your business, they all start feeding each other like gremlins.
Yeah, that's connecting with people and being responsive. You know, my business too, also just the follow-up portion of it is so huge for people because, you know, you meet so many people and people want to be recognized that they're important. And when you consider somebody that's important, you know, they look up, they respect you. And those are my short followings. I was kind of like when I first started out, I was good in sales and I was like one and done. And I didn't realize how much business that I lost over that over the years.
Yeah.
But, not trying to not stay connected. Well, just not staying connected with people, which is important.
100%. And you said the key word. It's not that you didn't do well, but what did it cost you? What could you have done?
Oh, yeah.
How many more people could you have helped?
Yeah.
You know, and then, I have a little speech called Don't Be a Blessing Blocker, right? Because I'm very generous to a fault, actually. But I don't like to ask for help. Mm. And I'm blessed beyond this world's comprehension of what a person should be blessed at, given my past and where I've come from, what I've been through, that I just keep getting a chance to knock them out of the park. It's because I'm so helpful to people. But when I don't ask for help, I'm blocking people from getting their blessings.
Right.
So I learned that whole relationship thing really starts going into, again, growing exponentially when you start participating, giving and going. So they say it's better to give than to receive. Mm. It's actually better to give and receive.
Yeah, correct. It's even growing up with kids, too. I raised three boys and things that I've done that I messed up, you know, and, you know, now I look back, I'm older, you know, and it comes back to sometimes, you know, and, you know, now that we're older and they're in their 20s and they're through college and all that, the relationship is really cool because we bond a lot better now than before.
Absolutely.
But I did spend a lot of time with them, but those things are true that you just said.
What niches do you typically work with? Do you work with all niches? And can you give us a story of one of your companies that you have worked with and where they started and where they what they achieved?
Well, it's like I wrote them for you, right? Yes, a great question. So I call myself the Baskin and Robbins of business strategy coaching because I've worked with, we have 52 industries. So the coaching platform that I have does all the coaching and training. So it is really so broad, and we have 52 different industries where we have lots of templates and scripts and advertising pieces. However, the meat of it, these 12 elements that you want to get better at, it's just business. So it doesn't matter the business. Now, my history, 30 years, starting off as a pit digger, literally homeless, living in someone's garage at 20 years old, through 50 years old, 30 years in telecommunication construction. Again, I've worked in every facet of the industry, so I'm well-rounded. But when I learned, when I got hurt, then I learned about the other business elements. That's when it blew up. And a few years ago, about a year and a half ago, maybe 18 months ago, I actually got to the point where we sold one of those companies for $30 million. And at 50 years old, I got to do anything I ever wanted to do. And I decided I liked the attention, really. That's why being on stage is amazing. I was a professional drummer at one point. So mm-hmm. I like to speak, help businesses. And so, yes, any business. And now I'll tell you the story, quick one. Landscaper, really tough business, very low margins because of gas pricing and employees and equipment and tires breaking, string breaking. Took a company from, it's been in the business 3 years. Started at zero, It went to $350,000 of revenue in 3 years, which is excellent. But they were making $0 profit. It was just always at a loss. This year, putting these things into place, especially the marketing, that was the key. Lead pages, getting people to call, and actually charging on value instead of price. They're going to be at $700,000 over the next 12 months, and they'll be at 12% profit, which is a very, very drastic difference. If they would have been doing the same thing, they would have gotten the same results. We would have been out of business within 12 months.
And that is a very competitive business down here, landscaping.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Well, I guess it's awesome that you're in studio here with us. You have to come here more often. I like the energy and some good stuff. Why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you? And you also are going to be at the franchise event in September, I believe the 10th. Is that correct?
I'll be there a few days. I think it's 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be there in the afternoon of the 10th. I'm actually the president of Florida Speakers Association, which is another big step because I've only been a speaker for 12 months.
That's cool.
So Jeremy Tourisk, my last name is spelt Tourisk, but you risk nothing when you work with me.
Nice.
But Jeremy at AtlanticBusinessCoaching.com. It's the easiest way. LinkedIn also.
Yeah, it's funny. My mother-in-law is the attorney for Comcast. She knows the president personally. So it's you know, it's
Mike.
Yes.
That's a good number that's a good number to have.
I know. But all's good. Great for being here.
Yes. And if any listener just direct message me on LinkedIn, I will give you a free PDF copy of my book, Labor to Leadership, or Treasure Hunter, or heck, I'll do both. How about that?
Yeah, they're easy reading, too. I looked through them. I thumbed through it. So I got to spend some time in that.
Absolutely.
That's good for me because I'm not the best reader in town.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show, and it's been a real privilege. And until we have you on again, thanks for making a huge impact in South Florida.
We're trying every day. 1% awesome. Better.
Very cool.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802 or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th, 2022. We're privileged to be here at Hubbard Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. We'll have with us the host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. Been around since 1951. We roll with Kroll. He's our board president. And we have Rob Herget from Boost You Our Business. Folks, if you have not looked into the five core marketing strategies, done the free 30-day authority pop, or looked into the different digital programs they're offering, it is a must. They made a wonderful app for the chamber. We are extremely stoked. With us this morning is Michael Alden from MassHealth. They're a full-service primary care facility. They have five different locations. Michael works at the location in Tamarack. You know, you provide the opportunity for people to come in and see their primary care physician. They can see a specialist, whether it's dental or vision. They can have aesthetics done. You feed them. There's social programs there. It's really, really cool, to say the least. And, you know, you provide transportation on top of it. And you and your team and Carlos from top to bottom are doing a great job. Get into it. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming food drives and the food pantry. I know you're going to be with us August 18th at Colony West. And just want to get into everything that's going on and how you can help people out in the listening audience.
Rob, thank you so much for having me on again. I appreciate it. So, like you said, we are completely trying to revolutionize the medical industry for seniors, and just that way we're just trying to be extremely kind, compassionate, and loving to all of our family members, which are our patients. To us, they're more than just a number. We genuinely care about their health and their happiness and well-being. We help them with their physical health through all of the exercise classes we have at our centers. We provide extremely healthy food every single day. They can come to our centers and have breakfast and lunch with us while they're having activities, which we have at our centers on a daily basis for all of our patients. We have a salon that we provide manicures and haircuts for the women as well as haircuts for the gentlemen. But there's so much we do differently than the other centers in our area. We're just trying to be, we're just trying to do our absolute best for the seniors, because a lot of seniors in the community, their families move away, they're all alone. So we like to have the ability to be able to step in and show them the love and caring and kindness that they deserve. This month, August, we are doing a bunch of things at the centers. We have salon days. We're also having Mary Kay days, as well as we're having a very, very big party, which is our monthly food distribution, where we have seniors from all over the surrounding communities, North Lauderdale, Lauder Hill, Oakland Park, Tamarack. Everyone that is a senior is welcome to come, and we are giving away free groceries. But we do more than that. We make it a big celebration. We celebrate the seniors in the community. We have a DJ there, dancing, some great food. We give away prizes. We're just trying to make them happy, put a smile on their face, get them out of the house, engaging with their fellow seniors, and just living the best life that they possibly can.
Michael, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. I think the thing that most impresses me with what y'all are doing is you're really focusing in a big way on, mental, I don't want to say mental illness, mental health, and improving their mental health. As you said, a lot of seniors out there, their families might not be local. They may not feel a part of the community or a part of society in general, kind of locked in their house. And you have made a home for them where they can come every day. They can eat. They can join other seniors. They can play. They can do all sorts of fun things. And I think mental health is, maybe not literally, but it's probably 90% of what keeps us healthy. So kudos to what you're doing there. You want to speak to that a little bit?
Oh, yes, definitely. I believe wholeheartedly that having happiness in your life, less stress, meeting people, putting a smile on their face, having a laugh, it is one of the most important things for all of us as humans, to be engaged socially with other people in the community. And after everything that's gone on in the past few years and how afraid people are, it's nice for the seniors to have a safe place that they can come, socialize with other seniors. I sit down with all of the patients on a daily basis when I come in and out of the center. And some of the conversations I have are so unbelievably fulfilling, just knowing that we are there changing their lives. For instance, one of our patients, she hadn't left her house in over 2 years. Her family had moved away. That was the only contact she had with anybody, was in contact over the telephone. And when she joined with us, she's been in the center every single day. And now she has a group of friends that she goes to their houses. They have little dinner parties. They're always together at the center laughing. They do each other's nails. They leave the center and they go over to the Walmart, which is in the same plaza as our center in Tamarack. And it's really, really nice.
It's an event. It's not just going to the doctor. It's an event. That's awesome. And Not only that, you are picking these seniors up. So this woman who's been in her house for 2 years, you're going to go pick her up and bring her to the center. Is that right?
Every day, we provide transportation for all of our patients to all of the events in the centers, all of the times they need to come in and see the doctors. We transport them to specialists. Also, this month, we're actually taking all of the seniors, a big group of our seniors, we're going on a field trip up to the Calder Casino so that they can play the slot machines and have a little bit of fun.
That's awesome.
We're just trying to really, really go the extra mile.
We're just about out of time, Michael. For those listening, give him a call. They would welcome you to come take a tour of the center real quickly. Michael, share your contact information, how they can reach you.
Okay, wonderful. My name is Michael Alden. I work out of the center in Tamarack. And my telephone number is 954-901-7009. Or you can email me at malden@mosshealth.com. HealthCenters.com.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a privilege having you on the show. Thank you to you and your team for making a difference with the seniors in our community. And we will talk to you soon on the show in the future. Have a fantastic weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you both. Thank you so much for your time and having me on the show again. I appreciate it so very much.
Boost Your Business is a unique full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses increase their customers by using unique and innovative technologies along with powerful strategies. Call Boost Your Business today to find out how to get your ad in front of 30,000 people online for $700 and increase your website's conversions up to 248%. The first 30 days are free of charge. Call today 305-479-7311 or visit boostyourbusiness.com. That's boostyourbusiness.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, July 30th, 2022. We're here at Hubbard Radio, Fox Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. We're privileged to be here this morning. Have with us Jeremy Torres from Torres Pro Advisors, who's a new corporate trustee member. He's going to be conducting an interview with Rob Herget from Boost You Our Business. They're going to be interviewing our board president, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. Now, remember, folks, Carl and Irene Kroll started Kroll Realty in 1951. We're a half a block south. The landmark you're looking for is Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. That's Dr. Kennedy's church. John just happens to be an alumnus from there. We have a beautiful office at 5447 North Federal Highway. Our motto here at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce is we roll with Kroll. You can reach John at 954-410-2301. We have a knock-on-door, walk-in policy, whether you're coming to visit us about the chamber, which John is the president of, or if you want to talk about real estate, he's always hiring, he's always looking to collaborate. So without further ado, I'm going to have Jeremy jump in here, and we're going to interview Mr. Kroll this morning.
Welcome to the show, John. How's the real estate business? Tell us a little bit about what's going on new in the marketplace.
Well, I'm in the marketplace, but I'm in the marketplace for agents. I just went to a seminar. Well, not a seminar, a career day at Gold Coast. And we had a really good outing there. And I'm getting ready to set up a training for new agents. I see that the brokers that were there, they weren't offering in-house training. And so I think that we had more people at our table than anybody else. Because when they're getting their license, they don't know, you know, what direction to go. And, you know, I'm going to help them try to be successful, because if they're not successful, I'm not successful. So those are things that we're going to set up. I have five interviews next week from that. So I should have a nice group to start out with. And it's free if they join. They have to have skin in the game. They have to sign with me. So ticket, no laundry.
And if they don't join your team, can they actually get into the training, and is there a fee for that?
No, closed door training.
All right. Very good.
Boot camp.
That's awesome. How many agents are you looking to hire?
I'm not looking in quantity. I'm looking at quality. I just kind of read people, but you know, I want to help other people, you know, get to their dreams, and you know, try to focus on what they can do in the business. It's very competitive. It's very hard. But I think that, you know, somebody puts their time in it, just like Jeremy's here with us today. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you for having me on the other side of the table today.
Yeah, no, I know that's, I heard his story, and it's all about hard work. You know, his story is pretty interesting. We didn't expand on that in our interview earlier, but you know, you have to be hungry, and sometimes you don't have certain things that other people don't have, and you work harder to get those, achieve them. In our society right now, a lot of people just don't have that aggressive type of mentality.
No, and, people mistake motivation with drive, and so when you work on a motivation, you're going to fail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
so you need to have that drive, and the way you get that is finding out your whys. Keep digging deeper. Once you dig deep enough, you'll find the drive from the whys.
Yeah, so definitely.
Speaking of that, what is your why that you spend so much time? You just talked about how hard it is, how competitive it is in your business, which puts foods on your table. But to help the community, the business community in South Florida with the chamber, what is the why that drives you to put so much time and energy to help the business folks down here?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, my goal is to get the best possible deal for somebody and then have somebody call me back in 10 years and say, hey, John, you know, I didn't even, you know, stay in contact with them. And they say, hey, we're looking to sell our house. And, you know, we liked what you did and you went the extra yard. You dipped in your pocket because we couldn't get the full amount to close the deal. And, you know, I ended up, you know, putting money and skin in the game to get the deal done. You know, it's I had an agent that just passed away, and he was very I was very close with him. He was a top producer, 10 plus million a year, like clockwork. And, you know, he just said, Johnny, you know, take, you know, there's always a next deal, you know, and you might not make everything you get in that first deal, but the next deal is always there, and it's going to be rewarding. Because off that deal, you might get five referrals from that.
Yes.
You get greedy, and you think that, you know, and you want that, and you look that big ticket and that check that's going to come. You know, you can't look that. You can't be that way.
No. So, anything you do for money, you're going to end up on a very short road to success,
right.
And it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's discouraging. The business is discouraging sometimes. You know, you just get up. Stallone's had a good saying that it's a guy that can get up, you know, after the hit and keep on going. I don't know if I mess up that saying, but it is who can get up.
I see some bruises over there, so you're getting up quite often.
I played football. I've been banged around a lot, so you know, it's paying its toll on me now. I'm getting a little older now, but
yeah. But I think the cool thing is you talk a lot about as I've gotten to know you, talk about a lot about your son and so forth. And I think the really cool thing about having your own business is you're showing your kids, and I'm a huge, this is just a huge passion of mine, that whole entrepreneurial spirit, but doing it right, doing it in integrity. I started in business with my father. He's the one who got me, and he and I partnered, and I learned integrity from him. That was his, he may have not been the most successful business person in the world, but he had more integrity than anybody I've ever met. And to me, that's huge. And teaching your kids that entrepreneurial spirit, both my kids now full-time are entrepreneurs making money from something they love to do. And they're doing it, you know, all, for all the right reasons and doing it with integrity. So I commend you for that because I think you're a great role model for your son.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, the Bible says the fruits of your spirits, you know, that people know that you're real. So what you do and you sacrifice, it's, you know, it's important.
Yeah, being an example, you know, it's an echo chamber, right? And things you do years down the road, you see your kids repeating that, and it really blows me away. So I've got four children, and one of them, my second youngest, is an entrepreneur right behind me. The other ones are some civil servants, a fireman, just about paralegal, but all doing great things for their community. Because and the things that we say to each other, how close we are, it's very good time to be in business, but just in this community right now. This community in South Florida is really, we're blessed to have such a great, close business community where we can all help each other.
Yeah. You know, we have to reach our arms out to people. Sometimes we get caught up in our own little world and our problems, and then there's people that are hurting that you really need to take the time to, you know, hey, what can I do to help you out? You know, because there is a lot of hurting people out there.
Mm-hmm. And you are doing a wonderful job of that. John, we are out of time. Tell the listening audience again your contact information. How can they reach you? And agents that are looking for a big opportunity, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me on my personal line. It's 954-410-2301. I'm always around. You know, catch me on that. Text me. You know, like to talk to you if you're looking into a career in business, in real estate. You know, my office is right in Fort Lauderdale, Federal Highway. We've been there forever. I remember the dirt road out in Federal Highway. It's back in the 40s, 50s.
Sometimes it's still a dirt road, but that's another story.
I know. Now you can't even pull out. I'm worried about people getting their car messed up. I'm like out there flagging them down. So all good. I know we have to wrap it up here, but thanks again for having me on and great show.
Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me in my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show here. I'm here with Rob, with Boost Your Business, and he is a great guy. His platform is stellar, by far better than anybody that I've seen. He's just created an app for the chamber, and we're getting that all set up. So the app is a really cool feature that he offers, and he's got many different platforms that you can get into. You need to contact him if you want to get yourself exposed out there in the social media and connect with people, because that is his forte. The guy has been working in the business platform for a long time. Hey, Rob. Say hi to the people.
Appreciate you having me on the show. Again, it's Rob Herget. It's Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. You can reach me at 305-479-7311.
Awesome. So, Rob, tell us a little bit about what, you know, people are so overwhelmed with trying to do social media. I get lost in how to do targeting ads and all this other crap. It's hard sometimes to figure out how you're going to get in front of people above other people, because other people know how to get in front of Google better than you do. And that's the whole source of it, getting out there in front of people.
Well, you know, marketing is, a lot of people look at marketing as, you know, I'm doing a little bit here and I'm doing a little bit there, and hoping that those steps take us to a different level. But we actually put together what I call the five core marketing strategy. And it's really, if you've ever done a puzzle, you know, as a kid, are you still doing puzzles? You know, most people tell you that the most important piece is the corner or the sides. To me, it was always the picture on the box. I needed to see what that puzzle was going to look like. So I created the five core marketing strategy to really show you the picture on the box. What can marketing look like? And, you know, the first core is reputation. You've got to build certain foundations. You can do all the advertising. You can be successful a lot of those things. But there is a foundation you need to build. Reputation is one of your biggest assets in business. Reviews, you know, people want to see what other people are talking about. So most companies do a little bit of building their reputation. They're getting a few reviews. And keep in mind, over 80% of the consumers think any review over 60 days old is irrelevant. So if you're not doing ongoing quality reviews, you are losing customers. But we focus on not only building, but managing those reviews and marketing those reviews. I will tell you, marketing your five-star review is one of the most successful ways to boost your business, as we say.
How do you, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a good point. I'm listening to you. How do you get the people to leave reviews? I mean, obviously, when they do something, they're not really thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going moving on, doing something else. What's a nice way to, hey, would you mind, you know, give me a review? I mean,
well, we've actually built technology to make it a whole lot easier for businesses.
Okay.
You know, there, most people don't want to jump through the hoops of having to go find the review platform that these businesses on. So we actually developed a technology where you can send it out to them using either text or email, QR code, whatever it may be, to get it to the consumer. But instead of having them respond directly on Google or on Facebook or on any of the other 100-plus platforms, they were responding on our technology. They're telling you their feedback. You can ask them questions. I would recommend not a whole lot, because you don't want a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But you want to get some feedback. I always put on there, or suggest putting on there, would you recommend us to friends and family? Or if it's business to business, would you recommend us to colleagues? Because that's when you know you did a good job. It's got five stars on there. If they pick, they can pick any stars they want to. If they pick four or five stars, it will automatically send them to our positive page. It will have a video with a live spokesperson thanking them for their feedback and review. And all they have to do is push the button, and she'll say, hey, just choose one of the platforms there. If you want more Google reviews, Google will be on top. They push it, and it automatically leaves the review that they gave. So we are proactively getting quality five-star reviews. If they pick one, two, or three stars, it will go to our negative response page. Same live spokesperson, same video, again, thanking them for their feedback, because you always want to thank, whether it's positive or negative. But now there's a call to action to say, hey, we're sorry for your whatever issue you had, we would like to resolve it. Here is the best way to resolve it, and it has a way to do that. Whether it's calling a number, whether it's, you know, sending an email, whatever it may be, but a call to action. So we're proactively getting good reviews. We're psychologically preventing bad reviews actually getting on Google, Facebook, or any of the other platforms, because it's now on our platform. It's not on on Google, but we're also rectifying the problem. So you go to a restaurant, have lousy food and lousy service, but they send you all of a sudden this feedback that takes you 2 seconds to fill out, and they are going out of their way to try to rectify whatever your problems are. All of a sudden, it went from a one-star experience to a five-star experience, because now they're trying to solve that problem for you. And you might give them another shot at it. You might not. Mm. But we're preventing those negative reviews, but we're doing it in a way that is – there's not another platform out there that does that. So
is that live people that are talking, or is it AI?
It's a live spokesperson. It's a video. I mean, it's a live spokesperson that we did – for those review pages, but that's a way to be able to manage it. But then marketing it, we've built some technology where every review we turn into either a video or a custom photo and post that we do. You've seen businesses that will send in a white box, hey, here's a review I got from somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, if you see that on Facebook, it goes one way or one ear and out the other. We actually create a custom post for every single one of them and videos to market those reviews. Hugely, hugely powerful. And some other strategies that we can talk about. So that's just the first core of that five core, but that's an important foundation.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know our time frame.
We are. We're out of time.
We're out of time, and I know we need to pick up on those other core things that you have on your platform. So again, thanks for joining us today, Rob. Again, we'll see you next Saturday in the morning, and we always like you in studio. You do a good job.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, it's Rob Herget, Boost Your Business, boosturbusiness.com, and it's 305-479-7311. We'd love to help you in any way we can.
Boost Your Business is a unique full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses increase their customers by using unique and innovative technologies along with powerful strategies. Call Boost Your Business today to find out how to get your ad in front of 30,000 people online for $700 and increase your website's conversions up to 248%. The first 30 days are free of charge. Call today 305-479-7311 or visit boosturbusiness.com. That's boosturbusiness.com.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail, newspaper, and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.